In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Pastor Raymond DePrava of New Hope Lutheran Church in Ossian, Nebraska. Welcome back to our podcast. Welcome back to our sermon for Sunday morning. The sermon for the sixth Sunday of Easter, recorded live on May 5th, 2024, is entitled Friends of Jesus. It's based on our texts for the day, including our first reading from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 48, our epistle reading from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 8, and our gospel reading from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. God's richest blessings to you as you listen to the sermon. The text that serves as a foundation for our sermon for today is our Jesus' words in our gospel reading. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, two children became friends in kindergarten when Billy walked in and told Johnny, before he ever met him, "You're my friend now, okay?" Throughout school, throughout the years, Billy and Johnny were inseparable. But then college happened. William got into an elite university while John struggled in community college. Bill would still send beautiful gifts to John, but they'd always get returned after being opened. Then eventually they started to be returned unopened with the note, "Unknown person, no forwarding address." One day, William was walking down the street when he saw a homeless man, but he knew that face anywhere. "Johnny," he exclaimed, rushing over to greet his lifelong friend. "It is so good to see you." John tried pulling away. He was too ashamed to greet his old friend. Here he was, his old friend in a fine suit, and he, having not bathed in weeks. William tried everything to get John to come back to his house with him. Finally, John relented, and as they were talking, William found out that the reason John had cut off contact with him was because John did not feel worthy to be his friend. He couldn't repay the lavish gifts that William would send, and so it was easier just to cut off contact altogether. But with warmth in his eyes, William looked at him and said, "Silly, you're not my friend. You're my friend because I chose you to be my friend all those years ago, not because I expect you to repay what I give you." William helped John get back on his feet, including a good-paying job, and yet it seemed that John still was always short on cash. So one day he followed his friend, and he smiled. John was using his hard-earned money to help those around him, those who had been on the street with him. Such is the picture of God's love for us and what our response should be. Today in our readings, we learn that Christ chooses us as friends by his grace alone, calling us to love others as he has loved us. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your Son calls us friends not because we of ourselves are worthy to be called such, but because of his great love shown to us when he followed your command and willingly suffered on the cross in our place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, that we may ever cherish this gift of friendship your Son gives to us. and repay that friendship by showing the same love to our neighbors. It's through his name that we pray. Amen. Satan would love nothing more than to tempt us to think that we have to do something in order to be Jesus' friend. After all, most relationships that we get into have some sort of contract with them. Sure, there are relationships between parents and kids. There are relationships between husbands and wives. But most relationships, whether it's a business deal or whatever, there's a contract that gets entered into. You give me this, I'll give you that. And sure, friendships might arise from that, but there's still that contractual nature to them. And Satan loves getting us and tempting us to think that in order to be Jesus' friend, we have to do something first. In order to be Jesus' friend, we have to do something to merit that friendship. We're like John, who saw William's gifts and thought, well, there's no way that I could be his friend because I can't do enough to merit that friendship. And sadly, too often, too many people in our world go about in this mindset. Too many people in our world go about thinking just this. Sadly, too often, Satan's even able to get in to us who've been called through the waters of holy baptism as God's children, who have heard this word of grace. And yet even still Satan's able to get to us and think make us think you're not worthy enough to be Jesus' friend. You don't have enough merit on your own for Jesus to like you. You don't deserve God's friendship. The fact of the matter is, Satan is right. We aren't good enough. We don't deserve God's friendship. We haven't done enough, nor can we ever do enough to merit being called a friend of Jesus. Because of our sins, because of our unrighteousness, we are separated on our own from God. Thanks be to God, then, that it's not that we merit friendship with him. Thanks be to God that our friendship with Jesus Christ is based solely upon him coming and saying, you're my friend. You, each and every one of you, are my friend. See, Jesus calls us friends not because of what we do, but because of what he has done for us. Jesus called the 11 with him in the upper room friends, not because they somehow had done something to merit that friendship. Indeed,
before the night was over, they would all end up abandoning him. Peter would end up denying him 3 times. Before the night was over, before the next day was gone, they would see their Savior beaten. They'd see their friend nailed to the cross. They'd see their teacher, the one whom they had followed for over 2 years, suffer and die on the tree, nailed there, and then his dead body taken down and laid in the tomb. They would gather in fear in the same upper room where they had last seen him. Even though Jesus had told them on multiple occasions that he would die and on the third day be raised, yet they didn't understand. They didn't understand what he was saying. And yet, even though that was their reaction, yet their friend Jesus, our friend Jesus, loved them so much that he willingly suffered and died for them. Jesus loves you so much that he willingly suffered and died for you. Took your sins, your iniquities, everything that separates you, everything that makes you an enemy of God, and he suffered and died for that on the cross. He died so that you could be forgiven, so that you could be reconciled to him. So that he could say, yes, you know, Satan is right. You don't deserve to be my friend, and yet I choose you. I choose you to be my friend. I give all of this to you purely by grace alone, because I want you to be my friend. What glorious news that is for us. What great love the Father has shown to us. What great love Jesus has shown to us. That God calls us friends. And now, as friends of God, by his pure grace alone, we get to go and do what Jesus has done. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this we know that we love the children of God if we obey God, if we love God and obey his commandments. As children of God, as friends of God, we get to now go and show God's love to the world. We get to go from here and go out into the world and be witnesses to Christ Jesus. Be witnesses to the world of our friendship that is in Christ Jesus. We get to share with everyone the good news and the hope that we have. That Christ has called us friends because of what he did, not because of what we do. We live in a world that is so desperate and aching for that news. We live in a world that is hungry to know the salvation and the pure gospel message that we have. And we need to get to the pleasure in our own vocations, in our life, in our own, in various ways, to go out and share that. Even to those who seem like, oh, there's no way that God could love them. That's certainly what the Jews thought when they went with Peter to Cornelius, to a Gentile, to someone apart from the covenant of Israel. And yet they get there and they hear Cornelius preaching. And Peter says, who can withhold baptism? Who can withhold water to baptize these people who have heard and clearly are true believers? To all people, we get to share the good news. To all people, we get to share the hope that we have. Not trying to be friends with Jesus by our works, but because we are already friends of Jesus through what he has done for us. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, John was William's friend, not because of anything John did, but because William had declared it so when he was in kindergarten. We are Jesus's friends, not because of anything we do, but because Jesus declared it so when he suffered and died on the cross. John did not try to repay William for all the help that he provided him, but instead paid it forward, taking care of others as William had taken care of him. We get to do the same. We do not try to repay Jesus for what he did, but instead pay it forward, taking care of others as Jesus takes care of us. So go out. Live your lives as friends of Jesus. Show forth his love to others so that all may come to have the same hope and friendship with Jesus that you have. Do this today and every day till at last your dear friend calls you to himself, and we get to share in the joys of his kingdom forevermore. Amen. Let's rise. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in for our Sunday sermon. If you are in the Ossian area and are looking for a church home, you are welcome to join us at New Hope in Ossian at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. If you are not in the Ossian, Indiana area and are looking for a church home, we encourage you to go to locator.lcms.org. Again, that is locator.lcms.org. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.